I am sitting here on a cold Sunday morning staring at an astonishingly beautiful portrait of Loudon Wainwright III, who works with a friend of mine, Dick Kennett, mostly in New York, and reading what he has to say about music. It comes when it comes and how it comes. It used to come rushing out of me, and now it dribbles out, but as long as it keeps coming. The whole process of writing songs is kind of mysterious, and I don't understand it or really want to know how or why it happens, but I'm happy when it does. The person who took that photograph and got that observation from Loudon Wainwright III is Stephen Azzotto, who has a remarkable book out called Their Love of Music. This is something that, you know, I'm a huge believer in giving books for Christmas, and if you have someone who... Boy, Steve, I think this would be an ideal book for anybody who loves music. But, man, if you had a kid or a grandkid who was thinking about a career in music, this would be among the most inspirational. It would be like giving a would-be priest a Bible or something. I don't want to take that level. It's a remarkable book. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
What's the seat of this? You're a cameraman, to use an old phrase. I don't know. What's a new phrase now? What do you guys call
an
yourself?
An everything man.
Yeah, an everything,
everything man.
For NBC, doing the Today Show and the Nightly News. How this? Why this?
I wanted to create... I had this idea actually through television, Rick, and it was it's something that we do every day. I mean, we sit down, we do interviews with people every day. We get 30-second... you know, sound bites,
yeah.
They air either on the Today Show or Nightly News, and then they're put away on a shelf. Never, you know, very rarely do you ever see or hear those bites again. And so I wanted to create a book that would give the reader a sense of that intimacy with the artist. I love music. I have always loved music, and some of the people in the book are some of my idols I've been listening to. So I just wanted to create something that was a very intimate book and ask the artist simple questions. Why do you do what you do?
Yeah.
How do you create songs and music and give that to your audience every night?
It's an amazing thing. There are more than 100 portraits in here. And for a guy who uses here's Dave Mason. The great thing about it is you can just, if this doesn't evoke memories for you, and some, and I think one of the really interesting things about their love of music is some of these people I've never heard of.
Right.
It is not every, you know, it's on Mick Jagger followed by Keith Richard followed by, you know, Paul McCartney.
Right.
Which I think makes it a more valuable kind of tool. How did you find these people? Where did you find these people?
Well, I found all of them mostly coming through Chicago, and I keep my eye open on schedules. I'd go to, you know, websites or go to Old Town School of Music and see who was playing, or Space up in Evanston.
Yeah,
and see
wonderful
who was playing.
Place.
Yeah.
Both places, place. Wonderful places.
And they're very intimate places. Fitzgerald's down in Berwyn.
Sure.
And, of course, you know, some of the bigger artists I shot in Chicago Theater and places like that. But, you know, I just I kept my eye open, and I followed, and you're right. It wasn't about people filling huge stadiums. It's about artists who go out night after night and fill a club and perform and do what they do every day. And that's what it's about.
Having been on that beat for some time, a long time ago at the Sun-Times and Daily News, how difficult was it to get, hi, I'm Steve Azzotto. I'm a cameraman for Channel 5. Can I take your picture?
Right.
In many cases... that would not be met with open arms.
And in many cases, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I went through PR people. I went through record companies. I went through managers, email after email, phone calls. And so it was a process. I mean, it wasn't very rarely, with the exception of one or two artists, did a manager say, great, you can come in 2 days and do my person.
Did it ever get frustrating for you? Did you ever say to your lovely wife, you know, this is ridiculous, man. I'm spending way too much time trying to get it. Or, as you would get one, would you get more excited? Because you read some of the short quotes in here, and I'm assuming you got to sit and talk to them at length sometimes. Sometimes I'm sure they were quick. But other times you probably talked to people about music for half hours, and Did that keep inspiring you, or did you get frustrated?
No, I didn't. I didn't get frustrated. The only frustrating part was sometimes waiting for the artist. They'd say, you know, we'll do it at 6 o'clock, and sometimes they wouldn't come in for another hour.
Wow.
And I'd sit and wait, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm getting blown off. They're not going to come in. You know, I mean, they have their schedule, and I appreciate that, being in television and going through.
Sure,
it.
Sure.
And so, no, you know what, I didn't get frustrated, and many times I was really done in 2 or 3 questions. I mean, I had basic questions, and unless the artist went to speak in length, like I sat down with Honey Boy Edwards, who's a 95-year-old Mississippi blues man, he talked for 45 minutes.
Wow.
I asked him one question, and he just kept talking story after story after story, and I just sat there and listened, and it was fantastic to listen to him.
Was it always with the idea when you started this adventure to have a book, or were you doing this for some other reason?
I have to be honest. I started out actually doing it for fun. It was a release for me. I don't have a bowling night. I don't have a golf night. I don't have a whatever night, a workout night. I don't do any of those things. So it was just more or less a fun thing for me to release and do something different than I do in television.
It's so vastly different shooting video than it is shooting stills. Were you... These photographs, I must tell you, Steve Azzotto, in their love of music, are beyond striking. And portraiture is an art form. You think of Avedon, you think of Diana, even Diane Arbus. Were you confident in that?
Yeah, I had been shooting photographs since I was in high school.
Yeah.
So I've always been playing with the still camera. I've always and my forte really is doing candid shots, not so much setting and posing. I'm not a very good, but I'm a good director and I'm a good talker. And so long as you're talking to your subject and getting them to relax, you can usually get the shot, which is what I pretty much
When did you get the notion that you might have a book on your hands?
Probably after the second photograph.
That's great. So it was a hobby for 2 photographs. We'll talk more about the book with Steve Azzotto. The book, again, is called Their Love of Music. Steve's last name is Azzato. Google it or go to your local bookstore. It is the perfect gift for anybody who loves music. It is filled... For me, it was filled with surprises because it is creativity is ever a mystery to me, and it's not solved through this book, believe me.
Right.
But it's still so interesting to see what more than 100 people think about music and the art they're creating. We'll be right back. Here's Aaron Neville on one of the pages of Steve Azzotto's remarkable book, Their Love of Music. Who is this on the front, Steve?
That is Pine Top Perkins.
Wow, this is one of the stunning portraits I've ever seen. Getting Aaron Neville, how easy was that?
Well, it was kind of easy.
Were any of these easy? Let me put it that way.
Well,
were any of these easy?
It's never easy trying to get an artist, as you know, or never easy trying to line up anything, especially a musician. And I remember being on the campaign trail with Obama, and I was with Annie Leibovitz, who was on the trail as well.
Sure,
and
a pretty good portrait artist.
Yeah, and I told her about this idea, and she said, oh, great, you had to pick the hardest subjects to photograph. Some of them were, Aaron Neville was, I had a connection. Which I have to be honest, and,
sure.
and I went through that connection in 2 days. He was coming to Indiana, and I lined it up. I don't know how it happened or how.
And you drove down there from Chicago.
I drove down to Hammond, Indiana, and he did. You know, I talked to these people in 2 days, and it was lined up, and they said, "Sure, he'd love to do it." So I went down, and his manager said, "I said we're going to do an interview. I'll ask a couple of questions," and his manager said, "If Aaron doesn't want to talk, don't push it. We'll email the questions, but you can certainly take the portrait." We wound up talking for 20 minutes, and he was just a wonderful human being.
What must have been difficult, I'm going to read what Aaron Neville had to say. And it's, again, it's about the question as you sat there and said, okay, why do you do what you do, basically?
Right.
And Aaron Neville says, "Ali told me once about this little 5-year-old boy who was autistic, and the only thing that would calm him down was to put a pair of headsets on him and listen to my voice singing. And that gave me a chill. But it's not me. It's the God in me that maybe touches the God in him." That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it gave me goosebumps. And the minute he said it, I said, that's the soundbite I'm using.
Yeah. Was it difficult to pare down, I'm sure? Because I think one of the great things about your book is that there is just basically one quote. It's a beautiful portrait, it is a name, and that it is just one quote. There must have been a temptation, maybe not on your part, but maybe the part of the publisher. Hey, if you sat with this guy for a half hour, let's have more of what he said. I think this is so much more pointed.
I knew how I wanted the book laid out. I knew that I wanted a portrait, and I knew that I wanted a simple quote and their name. And we did sit down and go back and forth about putting maybe different pictures from the shoot on the other page. And I said to the publisher in Quiet Light Publishing, I just want it to be simple. I want people to just look at the page, read the quote, and kind of sit there and be inspired by the quote or mull it over in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've achieved that. It's a very inspiring book by artists.
Some people have their instruments with them in the photos, and some do not. It'd be hard to drag Ramsey Lewis's piano somewhere. But did you ask them? Did you say, if you want to bring your instrument, fine. If not, fine. Here's Rick Nielsen. This is a great shot and a great pose.
Rick was hilarious. He's Rick Nielsen. And he came down and he was very animated, very talkative. He said, no, a lot of these artists, I asked them, I said, if you have an instrument, bring it. If you don't want to hold it or be with it, then don't. We'll take a couple of different shots, and I always let them approve the picture. So some of them felt more comfortable with it, and some didn't.
Here, too, is the great Robbie Foulkes on one page with a very short quote. Robbie, I just performed with Robbie at some show a few weeks ago. Music was the only thing that ever really grabbed a hold of me in a hard way. There is one of the great things about this, Steve Azzotto, is I read the quotes in what I think is the greatest Christmas gift for anybody who likes music, or especially we're talking with your lovely wife off air. If you got a kid or a grandkid who is thinking of a career in music, I cannot imagine something more inspiring and cool for them to get. They devour it Christmas morning. I have to believe that. I think it would be inspiring. And
it's a good book. We laid it out different. It's not one of the things that I wanted to really do in this book was to not have stage shots.
Yeah.
Every book pretty much that I've gotten, and I'm sure you have too, and the listeners, they're stage shots.
Oh, absolutely.
They're Mick Jagger sweating or, whoever sweating. I wanted this to be different. I wanted it to be one-on-one, look at the picture and get a feel for the artist of who
they
are.
Well, I think there is, I'm sure people helped you with the layout of this and all that stuff, but there is some certain amount of, I'm not going to make too much of it, of genius in this, is that you can devote yourself to the performer, their face, the way their body language. And then on the opposite page, you have, to my mind, what is a piece of poetry. You have taken the most poetic thing that's come out of their mouths and slapped it on that page without any extra baggage. Before I let you go and drive with your wife back to Libertyville, Lester Holt, my old buddy from Channel 2, wrote the introduction of the book.
Right. I didn't know that Lester was a musician. I mean, I knew that he played, but I didn't know to the extent that he played. He's an incredible musician. I was fortunate enough to do a story with him, and I pitched this story with Honey Boy Edwards. He came into town. He said, Steve, one of the things I want to get is some B-roll of me playing with Honey Boy. I play bass. And I said, oh, okay. And as I'm shooting it, he was cranking out the bass. After the shoot, I said, Lester, I have this book I'm working on. I'd really love for you to write the foreword as a musician's standpoint, not as a journalist. Because it goes along with the theme of the book. Not many people know he plays.
Right.
He said, well, send me some samples and let me see what it looks like. And I did, and he agreed to do it, and he did a wonderful job.
It is a remarkable book. It is called Their Love of Music. It's the photos of Steve Azzotto, Azzato, forward by Lester Holt, and the faces of more than 100 musicians and perhaps as important, the words of those. It's really the best of them are great poems. Steve, I'm glad to thank my buddy Jim Warren for putting us together.
Yeah.
But we made a trade-off in the Pioneer Court like we were dealing drugs or something. But those days are long behind us. Congratulations, and keep me posted. I'll announce any. You should be doing signings at all sorts of places, and I hope that happens.
We will. Thanks for having me on.
And again, this book will inspire some young person that who I'll interview 30 years from now. I go, why'd you get into music? He goes, when my grandparents gave me a book for Christmas 20 years ago, it was called Their Love of Music. That'll make me so happy. We'll be right back.